Welcome to Switched On Pop Singles, where we investigate the mechanics behind one pop smash and show you how it works and why you love it. I'm your host, Charlie Harding.
And I'm Nate Sloan, and today we are going to tackle Take Me to Church by the mysterious Irish folk singer Hozier.
Hozier.
Hozier-y.
Hosiery. It's hosiery. It must be.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval. I should have worshipped her sooner. If the heavens ever did speak, she's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison.
So I have to admit, when I first heard this song, I waffled back and forth. I heard it on, I think it was on SNL. He gets up there and he goes back and forth between these like minor and major chords. And I thought, this is not a normal pop song.
No, and lyrically, there's a lot of waffling between light and dark, truth and lies.
Yeah, what is this song all about? What are you hearing?
Oh, man, dude, that's...
It's deep, right?
It's deep. I mean, it's definitely the kind of thing you think about a lot when you're 22 years old.
What were you thinking about at 22?
What is organized religion? What is truth? What do we... The hypocrisy of what we do in the name of the church? I mean, I don't have the answer key for the cryptic lyrics of this song. I think they're intentionally vague, which is cool. And it's fascinating that this is a chart topper, this very rich and phantasmagoric imagery, that this song is up there with Taylor Swift's Shake It Off is a testament to the diversity of our musical taste still in 2015.
And I always gauge the popularity of a song by how many people have watched it on YouTube, because then I know it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And over 120 million people have watched the video on YouTube.
Dang. So Charlie, why? We gotta get to the bottom of this. Why Take Me to Church?
Obviously, it's resonating with people at some sort of emotional core.
Yeah.
And I think the thing that made me uneasy when I first listened to it is exactly what makes it successful. I think it's worth starting out at the very beginning of the song. And you open up and the first thing you hear is this big E minor chord. E minor is your sort of traditional dark rock and roll key. That's
yeah.
Like... When a guitar sits down and is like, I'm going to write a dark song. And as soon as he plays this E minor chord right in the beginning, he quickly goes to G major, which is typically like the happy pop song key that your average guitar player, you know, he or she is going to sit down and write a pop song. G major is like kind of the go-to key. Really easy to play on the guitar. We love our G major.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my top five keys.
Are you a sharp man or a flat man?
Oh, I'm a flat man.
I'm a sharp guy.
Ooh, well, that's good. We don't have to fight over them.
All right, so we start off E minor, go to G major. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is a very disorienting beginning.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval.
It's not all of a sudden, it's not clear what key we're actually in this song.
That's right. He opens up and he outlines this E minor.
My lover's got humor.
And then he switches to the G major, and then in his vocal, he outlines a G major.
She's the giggle at a funeral.
Just as I was waffling about my taste of this song, as you said, he's sort of waffling back and forth harmonically, and I think that very much mirrors what's going on lyrically about his disillusionment with his faith.
Yeah, totally. And that confusion is deepened in the pre-chorus.
Ah, yes.
He interpolates this kind of blazing gospel amen.
Amen. Amen.
And for those classical music fans out there, you're going to notice that what we have here is called a plagal cadence. Now, we don't have to get too technical. All you need to know is that in church music, whenever at the end of a song they go, it's always done over these two chords, the four and then the one. And in this case, first a C major and then a G major.
This cadence is so readily identifiable with the church that some people just call it the church cadence for shorthand.
Right. It's the church chords.
But Plagal is its Latin name.
Amen. Amen.
So after this moment, it's like, okay, so I guess we've arrived. Hozier has shown us that we are in the key of G major, and this song is going to turn out to have a happy ending. And then what happens?
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life. Take me to church, I
worship. And we go right back to the E minor.
Yes, this is a really stunning moment in this song, because right as after we finished this glorious, beautiful series of plagal cadences over a serene, melismatic amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then all of a sudden,
take me to church.
Hozier sends his voice up to the highest pitch we've encountered so far in this song, and then descends down back to that E minor sonority that we began the song with, just as he hits the word church.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife. Offer me that deathless death, the good God, let me give you my life.
Oh, wow.
So now we've left the heavens and returned back to the minor dark earth.
Wow. So in the intro, where we're going back and forth, we're not sure where we're going to land. And then he hints that, oh, maybe we're going to land in church, but it's just a tease.
Totally.
Okay, so we've gone back and forth. We've gone to the church. Where are we now in the chorus, the main hook of the song?
Yeah, and now we've arrived at the chorus, take me to church, E minor. And now we're probably going to stay here for a while, right, Charlie?
Yeah, I mean, you typically the chorus stays in one key. It's the soaring melody over simple chords that we all know. It's something that...
Wrong, I tell ya. Nay, nay, says Hozier. Nay says that wee Irish folk singer.
I won't give you what you expect.
Nay, nay, you're getting a J. That was like a mix of Welsh and Scottish, but yeah. So we go, take me to church, E minor. I'll worship like a dog at the shrine of your lies, B major.
Whoa.
And all of a sudden, it's not clear where we're headed. I'll tell you my sins and you can sharpen your knife, G major. We're back in G major. This guy cannot make up his mind.
Right, because B major always wants to go to E minor.
Then from there, offer me that deathless death, A minor. And then, good God, let me give you my life. Back to E minor.
So, okay. So you've just gone through a bunch of chords. What does that mean for those of us who are not as adept musicologists?
What it means is that the same waffling between minor and major that we heard in the verse.
My lover's got humor. She's the giggle at a funeral. Knows everybody's disapproval.
That seemed to get resolved in the pre-chorus of Amen.
Amen.
Returns in full force in the chorus, where we move from E minor to G major back to E minor.
Take me to church, I worship like a dog at the shrine of your life.
And he's introducing more chords that should give us greater context of where we're supposed to go. But even by adding more material, he only further confuses it.
Yes.
I think maybe actually just to demonstrate that point, you know, typically here you are in E minor. And you play that B. And it wants to always just resolve back to that E minor. Right, that's where you expect it to go.
Right.
But he instead totally screws with our expectations. He goes E minor, B, and then G. what's that G doing there? It's not supposed to go there. Your ear doesn't expect it to.
The G is very surprising, and that probably speaks to the narrator's mental state and the kind of difficult, the crisis of faith that he's grappling with.
Wow. So these chords aren't unintentional. He's not just throwing out random chords on his guitar.
No, no. These seem very carefully telegraphed. And it's coupled with a melody that is so well constructed. I think it has a lot to do with the success of this song.
Right.
And it's really a beautiful economy of means, because really this chorus is only three notes, basically. But he gives those three notes the dramatic arc of something approaching an aria. We start, take me to church, and this is our first note, okay, this E. And then basically the first line is all on that E with a little dressing.
A little dressing on the side.
And then when we get to lies, we go up.
Right, we're ascending upwards, maybe up into the heavens.
And then basically the next line is all on that F sharp. And then we ascend again to G, up another step.
Going up and up and up.
So now we go to the note G, as we also go to the chord G major.
Mm-hmm.
So we're ascending. So we can hear that the chorus is just three notes slowly ascending. There's something that's incredibly easy to follow and easy to embrace about this melody.
Oh, so basically while these chords are confusing us, he gives us melodic material, which is really grounding, something which is simple and easy to follow.
Yes. Thank you, Charlie. That's what I was trying to say. The rising melody is also has a really nice counterpoint in the descending guitar part that introduces the chorus.
Ah, it's like this big sort of minor country sound. It's like,
yeah,
boom, boom, boom.
Totally. So there's, again, this whole chorus and this whole song really feels like an endlessly fascinating mix of the satanic and the angelic. And the songwriter himself can't seem to make up his mind which one he subscribes to.
The song rises up into the heavens and falls back down into sin throughout its structure, right from the first moment all the way through the chorus.
Exactly. And that and I wonder if it's not that people are able to tap into those same feelings.
Wow.
Even the most devoted churchgoer sometimes has a crisis of faith.
He says, "My church offers no absolutes."
The music of this church certainly doesn't. And Hozier's able to express that in music.
Heard them say it, my church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you.
So what a ride for young Hozier, 24 years old, who recorded this song in his parents' basement at 2 in the morning one night.
Wow.
And then a year later, 120 million views on YouTube, Grammy nominations, MTV Music Video Awards.
It strikes a chord with people. It does what pop music does at its best, that really resonates with some sort of emotional core. And it does that with really masterful songwriting.
Right.
Nate, do you have any closing words?
The song doesn't end with a sense of closure. It ends with a sense of Hozier.
And we will leave you with that.
Stay tuned for more Switched on Pop, full episodes and short singles coming at you all through 2015.
Available at www.switchedonpop.com, iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, Stitcher Radio, and all the other places you love to find your podcasts.
I'm Nate Sloan.
And I'm Charlie Harding. Thanks for listening.
Take me to church, I worship like a